Blog Talk Radio.
Titus 3.
Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted, and sinneth, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen.
This letter is concluded.
Praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you're listening to Issues, Christian Men's Talk Collective. Welcome to our program tonight. It is Monday, July the 8th. And I'd like to welcome you to the program. Well, we're going to continue talking a little bit here about friends, the risk and rewards of having friends, and the importance of, as men of God, as men, having other male friends in our lives to support us, encourage us, and strengthen us. And also, who are we encouraging and supporting? And these friendships that, again, you know, when we were in the world, when we were children, high school, college, we had friends. We had guys we could depend on, males in our life who depended on us, had our back, supported us, and helped us through some things. And in the body of Christ, sometimes we try to isolate. We don't get past the superficial. We don't get past the superficial things when we build relationships within the body of Christ with other believing men. You know, and I think that's important, and I think that's some of the struggle also that we have as men. Being part of in ministry, being part of a ministry. Do you know the men in your ministry? Are you in a relationship with them? Are you building friendships with them? Or are you just see them on Sunday, you go to church with them? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Again, I'm going to always encourage you because this is one of the issues I had when I first came into the body of Christ, connecting with other men. Because even sometimes when you come, even if you visit a church or you come to church, you know, for the new believer, the new convert or visitor, they tend to assume that all the men there already got it all together. They're saved, they're Holy Ghost filled, and they believe God, and they're living lives, and they don't understand the things I'm struggling with or what I'm going through, which is most times is a false perception. But it's important for us as mature believers to reach out, to encourage them, to build these new friendships and relationships. In one of my previous programs, I talked about brothers, the men of God who are in God. You know, when was the last time you had made new friends? In the last 3 years, last year, 2 years, 6 months, have you cultivated and started to grow new friendships? It's fine to have, men in your lives or guys in your life that you knew for years and years and years and, you know, 40, 30, 25-year-old friends, 15-year friends. That's fine. But those friendships started somewhere. And again, as believers, and as we want to continue to mentor and disciple other men in the things of God, are we making new friends of those around us in our local congregations? Look around you. Every Sunday, every service you go to, your Bible studies, who are the men in the room Do you know, what do you know, what do you really know about those men? And do you know what their passions and their struggles are? As you just know where they live or who they work or, you know, who their children are, you know? It's those kind of things. So we have to, I think we have to really focus it as men of God on that. But tonight, I'm going to go with prayer and we're going to write a conversation. I'm going to touch on a few points as a way, again, to encourage your brothers, encourage you out there to just build these relationships. Because, again, you know, men don't seem like it. It seems like women tend to gravitate, but men need each other. And we need to connect with brothers, especially coming into the body of Christ, because we have more in common than we are different. You know, as we're husbands, fathers, and sons. And those experiences are a common denominator. And with Christ in our life, so we're all connected because we're all trying to live up to his word. We're all trying to be obedient to his word, and we might stand before him and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen? Because there's a lot in scripture that talks about the one another and being part of a local church body. Amen. Well, I'm going for a prayer, and I'm going right into the conversation tonight. If you called in at 646-668-2636, just press 1 on your keypad. You can join the conversation. If you have any questions you want to ask or any insights or wisdom you want to share, just press 1 on your keypad. And for those of you who are listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And I hope something is said today will encourage you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we say thank you right now. I thank you for every man that's listening, oh God, every husband, father, and son. I thank you, God, that we've got time out, oh God, that you didn't count it robbery, oh God, that you let to tune in, to call in, to listen, that they may be encouraged, God. Father, continue to use me. Continue to use this form of media to be able to encourage a brother, God. If we just reach one man and give him the confidence, encourage him to go on another day, encourage him to love his wife, God, encourage him to minister to his family, that a word can be said that will keep a brother rooted and grounded in you and help him give a better understanding. And Father, we pray right now, God, for those brothers, oh God, that the burdens of life is wearing down on them, God. We pray that you, God, would send your Holy Spirit and minister to them and send your ambassadors to speak into their lives, oh God. Send someone, oh God, into their life that would encourage them to continue to press on, that they would never give up, that they would never give up, that they would seek your face and these things and seek your face and look for the answers they need for their life, oh God. So we say thank you. I'll give you honor and glory. And Father, continue to use us, oh God, to advance your kingdom and to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight I'm going to share, we have a couple upcoming events here. We want you to put on your calendar. Well, we have two. We have one this week coming up on the 12th of July, July 12th, 13th, and 14th. The Tabernacle of the Worship Christian Center presents The Restored Man, and it's going to be held on Friday, July the 12th at 8 p.m. at 2 Crane Highway in Glen Burnie, Maryland, 21061. It's going to be hosted by Prophet David Nichols, and a speaker for the night is going to be Apostle James Nelson. And that, again, it's located in Glen Burnie, Maryland, 2 Crane Highway, Glen Burnie, Maryland, 21061. If you want information, you can contact the church at 443-850-1505. And then the whole weekend's planned. Saturday, give them a call. I heard they're going out on the boat ride, and they're going to spend some time in fellowship. I don't think it's a fishing trip. I just think it's just a day cruise out and you're going to fellowship together. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the Apostle Cecil Gerald speaking at the Sunday service at 3901 Woodhaven Lane in Bowie, Maryland. Again, you can call 443-850-1505 and confirm, especially if you want to go on the boat right on Saturday, give them a call and let them know so they can have room for you on the boat. Amen. Amen. And my other event coming up this summer is August 9th, 10th, and 11th. The Church of Redeemer of the Lord's Men's Empowerment Weekend, a Kingdom Man. It's going to be held at the Church of the Redeemer of the Lord at 4321 Old York Road in Baltimore, Maryland. Senior pastor there is Bishop Jerome Stokes and Elder Rondell Hall, the Men's Ministry President. Guest speakers are going to be Marlon Humphrey. And the Baltimore Ravens are going to be a guest speaker on Friday night, August the 9th. And then on Sunday, it's going to be Pastor Alexander Butler from Perfect Order Church is going to be guest speaker on Sunday night. And I believe on Saturday, they got a lot of things planned. They got bowling. I believe there's a bowling fellowship. They're going to spend the day together bowling. and going out to dinner. You can go on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. On the Facebook page, you'll see the flyer, the contact information, also the agenda for the whole entire weekend for the Saturday Fellowship. Or you can also go to the website at www.crlministries.com and click on there, and you can get information about the Men's Empowerment Weekend, the Kingdom Man, at the Church of the Redeemer of the Lord, August 9th through the 11th. Amen? Amen. And as always, you can always go to our Facebook page. You see the link there. You can reach out to us there. You can ask us questions there, and be part of the and we post all the men's events there also. A lot of men's breakfasts coming up, men's retreats, men's fellowships. You can go there. We post them there here locally in the Baltimore, D.C. area, and also any other national ones that I know about in the local area. I know some men's ministries up in New York and Philadelphia, and we just usually post their stuff just in case you're out of town visiting, or, you know, you may even take a day trip to Philly and go to a men's event and connect and meet some other brothers and hear a word of encouragement. Amen? Amen. So tonight I want to touch on a few things here. I just want to talk about, you know, we have to understand that as men of God, it's important that we have close friends that are faithful. You know, that's one of the things that we have to build relationships where we can have someone in our corner. You know, I remember my first pastor told me a long time ago, a true friend is someone who you can call in the middle of the night. And it's funny, my pastor at a church I attend now, he said the same thing, that we have to gauge who our friends are and all they how reliable they are. Because we, you know, we say that we minister to young brothers, and you know, they say that they're their friends, but are they really your friends? What are they willing to sacrifice? Are they in your corner? And then, but most of all, will they tell you when you're wrong, or will they let you go down the road, or will they be able to come and get you if you need them? So we have to understand what building these friendships is about, and being a faithful friend, and also having faithful friends in our lives. And really, we have to take a chance. That's what we talk. We hear about rewards and risks. Friends, there's rewards and risks. Because sometimes we have to just see where a brother is and see who he is. We may have to test him. We have to see, because, you know, we say a lot about it, but it's actions which really define who we are by how what we do. Not so much what we say, but what we live up to what we say. So if you call someone your friend, what does that mean? And how close are they, and how dependable they are? And I think one of the things also we have to understand that, again, when we talk about the scripture, that's, you know, one of the favorite scriptures we use in men's ministry is iron and sharpen iron. But we sometimes we let that become a cliche, because every men's group I know says it, uses it, talks about it, but is it true? Is it really true? Is iron sharpening iron? Do you have someone in your life who's making you better? And making you better, not agreeing with you all the time, not going with what you're saying, and sometimes it can also be just having someone listen to you, that you can talk to, that you can share your life with, share your struggles with. So I think that's really important, that each of us see to seek out friends. I'm going to Proverbs real quick. I'm going to go to scripture here when we're talking about close friends. I'm going to Proverbs chapter number 20. Proverbs chapter number 20, and go to verse number 6. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Who can find a faithful man? That's what it says. What we're talking about is faithfulness. Not what a brother says that he's your brother and got your back, but what he does. And can you depend on him? Can you build that relationship of close and faithful friends? Amen. And I'm going to go to the next scripture, because we say when we love enough to hold you accountable. Do you have someone in your life who cares about you, your family, your spiritual growth, your spiritual welfare, who's going to hold you accountable? You know, I think this is something in the church that we struggle with. Yeah, we struggle with folk holding us accountable. Because I've heard pastors preach on this and talk about, you know, everything's good until somebody wants to correct you. And then we go into, you know, don't judge me scriptures and all that immature things. But however, this is an individual thing. Who's in your life who's holding you accountable? Is there a man in your life who's holding you accountable to the things of God, to who you're supposed to be, to the word of God, to your obedience? Because that's what it's all about. This, because, again, God has chosen us. You confess Jesus Christ as Lord. So now are you doing what your Lord is telling you? Are you living the word? Are you applying the word to your life? Because, again, none of us gets it perfect all the time and can get it right every time. But where are we at in our growth and our maturity and our sanctification? I know that's what sanctification is, a big theological word, but what it is, it's growth and maturing in Christ. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will add it to you. And that's maturing in Christ. We have the expectation to mature as in Christ. We are born again. So how long are you going to be a baby? Again, I always use the metaphor. If you had a child, and that child was born after this milestone, pediatricians have it, and some teams like the body of Christ need to have some milestones. After you've been giving your life to Christ for so long, there should be some milestones. There should be some fruit. There should be some indication that you are a man of God and you're living a life in obedience to the Word. It's not that you're going to get it perfect, because none of us are going to get it perfect, but are we growing? Are we doing better than we was last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? It's just the things dropping off of our lives, the selfishness, the greed, the lust, the sexual, whatever it is, are we being obedient to the Word of God and living up to it? Our marriages, our wives, how do we treat our wives? How do we treat our children? You know, I struggle because, like those who know me know my testimony, I got saved in my mid-30s, I'm 36, and my children are already teenagers. So our home was a certain way. And now for us, me and my wife, to change, because she came to the Lord about a year or so before me. And now the structure and how we did things in the house, that we started to change. And I pray that my children have seen the conversion. And now that they're older, they have their own homes, you know, these are the things that see that the conversion can take place. So it's a growth process, because I know I'm not the man I was then. I know I'm not the man I was almost 20-something years ago, and I can see, I have an understanding of the Word. And it's not that I have an understanding of the Word that I want to put myself on the pedestal. It's understanding the Word that my life is different. I see the world different, and my obedience to the Word and to God and the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me in every area of my life is at work, you know. And also with the people you share the gospel with, you know, how you speak about the gospel and how people see you change. Those who've known you before, you know, I have people in my life, even back that long, my friends, that have just seen the change in me, and that helps to be able to reach them. Amen? So it's important that we, as men, who is in our life that holds us accountable? Who in our life will offer us counsel? I'm going to go back to Hebrews, I'm going to Proverbs 27 again, and I'm going to verse number 6 this time. Verse number 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Who holds us accountable? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. If the true friend is going to hold you accountable, he's going to tell you when you're wrong, he's going to tell you when you're doing wrong, he's going to tell you when you're off key, and tell you some of the things that you're trying to get away with is disobedient to God. It's not so much, it may not be that they don't like it, but if you've been disobedient to God, that's what I'm talking about, our growth and maturity. You know, where are you? Why are you not coming to church? It's simple things. It starts with simple things. We don't see you in the ministry. We don't see you at services. We don't see you at Bible study. We don't see you in ministry events. You know, there's a lot of things where you put other things before church. Now, who's holding you accountable to why you're not there? And again, we all have schedules and things we have to get done. But where is do we make time in our lives for the things of God? If we say we're part of a ministry of a fellowship, that should start to be fitted into our lives where we are participating and we're in fellowship. So who holds you accountable to that? You know, who offers us wise counsel? Let's go to Proverbs 27:9 says, ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friends gives delight by hearty counsel. Again, who's in our life when we have to make big decisions, when we're going through, when we have medical crisis, when we have this choice, there's job choices, career changes. Who is our counsel? Do we have godly counsel in our life, people we can go to who know who we are, who know our goals, our visions, what we want to achieve, and when we have to make a choice, can we get some wise counsel? What kind of counsel do we get when we are going through in our marriages, when we're going through with our children, when we're going through with our finances? All these things is why we need to have friends and men in our life to help us grow and develop, and who is discipling us. And that's the other thing. Are you under some kind of discipling? Who's teaching you the Word of God? Who's holding you accountable to study the Word of God? You know, I know a lot of brothers, they're getting left to Christ, and over the years they started to move to the unction of the Holy Spirit moves, and they start to study. But it's also, you know, there's time when we come to study together. You know, when are we in a group, a men's group, when we sit down and study the Word with other men to get insight and wisdom, to even keep us accountable to be in the Word of God weekly, monthly, biweekly, whatever it is, that we know that this time, this hour, this 2 hours, we're going to be in the Word of God with another brother or a couple of other brothers. Who's holding us accountable and discipling us? Look at Proverbs 27:17. This is the one that everybody uses. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Are you being discipled by someone who's making you sharper? And it's the Word of God is what we're talking about here. Because we know the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So who's sharpening you in the knowledge, understanding, and application of the Word? Are you in a Bible study? First of all, are you in a church Bible study? Then after that, are there some men? Because even if you can't make your scheduled church Bible study, okay, fine. But I'll give that. But who are you studying the Bible with? And are you got other men in your life who you study the Bible with? Why can't men come together and study the Word and be disciples one to another? And then I don't want to put this out there for pastors, because pastors have a great responsibility, but there's other men. Who are you connected with? It'd be you and one other brother and study the Word of God together. Get a Bible study. Read a Bible. Read a Bible study that's already prepared. There's a lot of good teaching ministries out there that you learn doctrines, you learn understanding and principles of the Word of God, or you can just, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with other brothers and make that connection. Because again, the Word of God and Jesus, the Christ that's in us, is a common denominator. That's what we have in common. We may not like the same sports teams, we don't come from the same background, but the Word of God is our common denominator, and understanding it and applying it to our lives is where we need the support of one another. Amen? Amen. So I'm gonna touch on two more points here tonight just to encourage you. And just to begin, you know, again, we're talking about friends here. We're talking about the risk and rewards. And tonight I want to talk about some of the rewards. And again, every man has to examine himself. This is some of the things I had to examine in myself. I had to start to put some men in my life. There was a time when I was in church, and after a couple of years, it was like, you know, it was getting, you know, it gets, let me say this. We take it for granted, it gets mundane, and you get into a spiritual rut, where you're doing the same thing and doing everything else. And then some other things happened. Some other brothers fell away who I thought was rock solid, but then they started issues in their life. They would fall away. So you find yourself, you know, you don't have no one around you. You know, you don't have any men you can talk to. You don't have no men to just fellowship or just to go to whatever, Buffalo Wild Wings, and you know, go out to dinner and just hang and just be together. So this is the thing that I struggle with. This is why I say from the example, my testimony is we have to put men in our lives that can encourage us. And it's important. And it's, and I think it's really important, and we have to consider it. Because why we, you know, and again, and in all churches, like I said before, you know, if you don't have a men's ministry in your church, go to Issues Christian Men's Talk, reach out to us. I know I can get at least a monthly group where you can go, where men are gathering on a consistent basis. It's no hit and miss. It's consistent. And you can connect and be get support, be able to talk, be able to share, be able to hear what other men are going through. And then your issue will come up, and you may get an answer or a breakthrough, or just hear them, and just there will all be about other Christian men, but just to hear, just to have them pray for you. So you can always reach out to us at Issues Christian Men's Talk on the Facebook page. You can always go on we're on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk, and we are here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. at Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can always call in. Call in to 646-668-2636 during the program, and we'll definitely connect with you and be part and let you know and encourage you, because we have to have it. I really believe that men have to be connected with other men. And from our pastors and elders out there, Take some time to develop a men's ministry where the men come together. And I don't want to offend, but I just want to say we have to be more creative when we reach in men. I was recently in a men's group. We talked about, we're having men's things and we don't talk about nothing. We talk about superficial. Christian men come together and they talk about sports. They talk about everything else but the Word of God and the things of God. So we fall back in that secure and safe, superficial conversations. We're talking about million-dollar athletes, billion-dollar team owners that we don't get nothing from. They don't do nothing about our lives, but we'll spend hours talking about them. But we won't talk about the Word of God that will keep us alive, that will save our families, that will bless our children, and that will set a trend in our bloodline where those coming behind us will know the truth and true and living God and come to the knowledge of salvation through Jesus Christ. But we'll talk about all these things that don't really matter. There's a time for that, but there's a time for men to talk about the Word and encourage each other in the Word and get some understanding. We can't say that people are not maturing, but every time we get together, we don't seek spiritual maturity. We debate things that don't really matter. And I think that's where we get off track and we lose track and why we lose brothers. Amen? We'll go to Proverbs 17:17. I got to flip here a couple pages back. And Proverbs 17:17 is one of my scriptures that sometimes become cliches. But however, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. They stick with you in adversity, like a bankruptcy, addictions, divorce, loss of a job. Who is the brother you're going to call who's going to encourage you through when you don't know what to do, when your rent is due, when things are going wrong, your finances, you're having problems with your wife? For those brothers, you're going through addiction, you backslide, whatever. You're going through a divorce, your marriage is breaking up, it's going on the edge, whatever. Who's going to help come? Who's in your life that's going to come and support you in those times of adversity? Because, again, the Christian life is a challenge, it's a spiritual warfare, but in those times of adversity, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call for prayer? Who's going to be able to pray for you? Who is going to pray with you? Who are those men in your life? And again, this is what friends truly are. And I don't want to. And again, it's not always going. It's not always the pastor's job. Are you showing yourself friendly? Are we showing ourselves friendly? And for those brothers out there, the mature ones, are we again reaching out to the men in our church to build these new relationships? Again, the challenge out there is, let's make a new friend this year. This is already June, July. We're halfway through the new year. The next 6 months, can you start and develop a friendship with someone brand new, right in your local ministry or on your job or somewhere? And, you're building because don't assume everybody, all men are have friends or have companions, especially in the body of Christ, especially a new convert. The new convert, for the mature saints in the mature saints in the church, a new convert, a male new convert, he should have about 5 or 6 brothers who got his number, who's calling him, who's keeping track of him, different brothers. Besides the pastor, again, I say we don't put this on the pastor. As men of God, are we reaching out and connecting and developing and making disciples, as Christ commanded us to do, with other men? Because remember, if we get a man committed to Christ, that man will bring his family and lead his family because we are the priest of our homes. So if a man becomes a man of God, he becomes a Christian, he becomes saved, now his family, his wife, and his children are destined to hear and see the change and know that God is real and that Christ can save and convert and redeem. Amen? You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8. Early here Thursday night at 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We encourage you to share this if you listen to this broadcast. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, we also always encourage you to call in at 646-668-2636. For all the brothers who called in listening tonight, if anyone else wants anything to say or has a comment, question, or just wants to share, just press 1 on your keypad. We can bring you into the conversation. Amen? Amen. And tonight, our last scripture we're going to talk about, we're going to touch upon as we get ready to wind up here, is Proverbs 18 and 24. Proverbs 18 and 24. Amen? The word says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Are we loyal in the friendships we have right now? In the friendships that we're in right now, are we loyal to our friends? And when I say loyal, are we there? Do we check up on them? When the last time you talked to, if you got, whatever, if you got five friends, when the last time y'all got together? When the last time you talked to them? When the last time they've been to your house? When the last time you've been over to their house? When the last time you spent some quality time together to just encourage one another? Check a brother's oil. You know, you said it all the time. You got to check brother's oil. Got to see where they at. You don't see them for a while, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, you know, or even in during the work week. You know, brothers go through things every day at work that might test them, might push them. And you giving them a call, sending them a text, might encourage them just in that moment. God will put on their heart, and that might encourage them in that moment to continue on, to remind them that God is with them and that you care about them. So, are you remaining loyal? Amen? So let me give you these scriptures before we close tonight. You can go back, look over some, take some time, meditate on them, study them, pray over them, and then apply them to your life. Proverbs 20 and verse 6. Proverbs 27. In verse 6. Proverbs 27 and verse 9. Proverbs 27 and 17. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. And Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Amen. So I pray that you meditate on those, study those, encourage. And again, brothers, reach out. Make a friend today. Encourage your brother. Even if you listen to this program, take time out and call a brother up. Check on him. Send him a text as a word of encouragement that he might be able to press on. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This has been Issues of Christian Men's Talk. We'll be back here. We'll be back live on Thursday at 8 p.m. and then Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And I pray that all is well. I pray for your families as you continue to close. God, I say thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of men. Thank you, all those who called in. Thank you, all those who are listening online. Continue to bless them, strengthen them, and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen.